they're reminding us each morning upon arising to take a moment before beginning our day and to acknowledge our higher self. So it could be your higher self, your divine self, your I Am presence, your Christ self, your Buddha self. But it's important that you bow in reverence, in respect, to be humble, to become humble upon. So just the way you would bow upon someone that maybe was the top of their field, the best singer, the best actor, the best dancer, one that you had great admiration for, great honor for. It was a privilege to witness their divinity in form. That is what we're coming to understand is surrounding us at this time, that our I Am presence is making its presence known. So the more that we can be dutiful to that higher vision, because we reside in the illusion of separation, there's always this admiration for another separate from ourselves. So when we pray to the Jesus, when we pray to the Buddha, we're still believing that somehow these excellent qualities are estranged. It's hard to get there. It's hard to be noticed. It's hard to be seen. It's hard to be granted. Jesus must have a long list today of prayer requests. So it's important that we sever that illusionary train of thought and really arrive. So when they're sharing that, they just showed me a seamstress that's sewing something for me. So in other words, you have a separate like two pieces of fabric that are separated, and then the good seamstress comes and she unites them so that they're now one, so that it's now it's not two separate engagements. There's no more split, but it's one in harmonious performance. So they're saying like just take the blouse that you're wearing, the top that you're wearing. If someone didn't take the time to arrive, so in other words, of course it's machine, but someone created that machine to make two whole into one. So that is what we're coming to acknowledge, and that is what we're coming to restore. That is what we're coming to understand. So the more that we will honor that and sort of seal our fate in welcoming the enlightened aspect of self. So when they were saying I said the word enlightened, it was like someone's like, okay, that's going a little bit too far now. Like you had me until that word. So we want to remember that it's the aspect of self that's always been awake, that's always been awakened, that is only one with light, that didn't come into this socialization of the polarization of separation of light and dark, that is already aware of its awakened mastery. So allow yourself to be given, allow yourself to be complete. Being complete is, I still have to try on the garment. I still have to find where to slide my arms through, my legs through. But I understand that I'm holding something complete in my very accessory. In other words, I have access to it. It's very familiar. It's already upon me. It's already, how would I say that? Sort of persuading me. So as you will look alive, looking alive is remembering we're awakening to our enlivened self. We're awakening to our glorious essence. We're awakening to our divinity. We're awakening to that aspect of oneness that didn't take the slumber, in other words, didn't confess to the darkness, that is still aware of all its rightful access. So allow yourselves to be made whole, allow yourselves accurate vision, allow yourselves spot on readiness. So they want me to explain this. We have this like linear path that we assume is the best way to travel. So we're trying to get from point A to point B, and we're going to take that pathway. But our higher glance, our higher awareness, our higher consciousness is sort of like full speed ahead. So it knows the fastest way to get there. It knows how to drop all of that old, unnecessary baggage. So this would be like where our karmic winds are sending us. This would be like the habit energy. Well, you know, I got to go argue with this one and that one, and I got to fall down a few times. And so we sort of expect that, and we're ready to carry that. But the more that we can understand that we're already being promoted, we're already being welcomed. So just think of all the light and all the downloads and all the light codes that are upon us. And remember, this is our time of quickening. This is our time of self-mastery. This is the time of moving from 3D consciousness to 5D. So they're saying, why should it take so long? Why should it be like an upheaval, just like very tough, long trip? Because as you will allow yourself full speed ahead is your higher awareness knows exactly how to sort of jump some of the clips. It's almost like the game of chutes and ladders is the only way I can explain when they do this. And when I'm receiving it, I just have this like diamond light that's just pouring upon us, and it's making our gifting easier. The best way to explain this is like our mind is just going to be the caboose. It's going to be the long way home. It gets there, but it just is following our mind's patterns. So when we hop on board to this accelerated presence and we return to our divine nature, this is who we actually were when we were little kids, where we were in touch with our light and our brilliance, and we weren't socialized. That is actually what we're returning to, but with all the mastery lessons. In other words, after we've had a life of all-consuming, in other words, we've gone through all the dark roads, we've mastered everything we came here to master, and so now there's this gifting of our soon arrival, of our soon availability, of our soon orchestration, of our soon retrieval, where we're given a helping hand. It's from our own readiness. So we want to remember, they're saying, yes, I can. It sounds just sort of like simple. And that's the whole point. Our ego wants to complicate it. It's got to be really, really hard. We have to prove ourselves entitled. We've already proven it. We've already walked this journey home. So when we simply say, yes, I can, or we come into our I am presence, so I become one with my I am presence, I receive my I am presence, I am that I am. What we do is it's sort of like we go in the express, we get a hall pass, we get enlivened and enlightened by our holy matrimony. So the holy matrimony is becoming one with our higher awareness. So allow yourselves to be given, allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves to be illuminated. So illuminated is we open up to our light, and the light is the truth of self. So we are light, we are love, all consuming. And that's what we're ready to join with. That's what we're ready to announce. That's what we're ready to establish. So in essence, this is the true going off the grid. It's going off the board of our old playtime assurance. So we have certain ways of conducting business. And so when we agree with our light, we become all consuming. So we're gifted with our highest advancement. And so this is where you have like immediate remission. You have a disease, you don't have a disease, because you're going off the grid. In other words, you're consenting to your light that's always standing ready. So you don't need a physical illness to prove this entitlement. Illness is just an outpicturing of thoughts that in essence have gone haywire. In other words, we're agreeing with the darkness. And we all have areas that are ready to go. In other words, ready to be reconciled, ready to be stated. So again, it's just across the board, relationship, financial, whatever it may be. Remember the split and the seamstress making ourselves whole. So allow yourselves to dance, allow yourselves to occupy. When I said occupy, or when we said occupy, because there really is no individual doing this. This is really us as the collective that is singing our new song, that is opening our new stairway to heaven. Okay, so back to occupy, we all just sort of expanded out. So just imagine, instead of occupying like a very small sense of who you are, where you would stop at your physicality, occupy is we receive our heaven's grace. We receive and increase and multiply. In other words, we receive the truth of our light. And remember, out of this love's association, out of this light, out of this divine union, what couldn't be conceived, what couldn't be retrieved from our old consent, meaning our old vibrational placement, is now readily available. Because remember, everything we experience, we are sourcing from within. So as we agree to our source of light, as we agree to our heavenly retrieval, that vibrational allowance brings forth our divine union, our divine self. In other words, everything that's part of our divine appointment, everything that's going to be welcomed in our 5D entitlement is brought forth, is requested, is signed and delivered. So sometimes there's going to be an immediate manifestation, and other times whatever you need to hold that broadly, there's no point in bringing something in that you can't vibrationally hold, then that new allotment, in other words, whatever you're ready, that's going to help you vibrationally align with what's coming next, you order it. So it's almost like ordering from a menu. So instead of just like regurgitating the past in terms of what you could expect, what you could advance to, what you could receive, when we align with the truth of self, it's sort of like we jump to the end. So we jump to the miracle. We jump to this cascading brilliance. We jump to 5D and then sort of work backwards, because now that we've agreed to it, now that we've signed on the dotted line, now that we've reviewed it in consciousness, that now that we've held it steadily, whatever we need to broker it for this lifetime, in other words, to hold it steadfast, we have now orchestrated. So in essence, our life has changed, our life has shifted, our life has expanded. So remember, we're holding those divine keys, we're holding that divine memory. It has nothing to do with outside people, places, and things, governments. That's the old belief system, that we're powerless to a power outside. So remember, we're bringing ourselves whole, we're bringing ourselves to our true entitlement. And so those two pieces of fabric sewn together, becoming one, we're orchestrating love's arrival. So understand, when we do this for ourselves, we are not separated in individual personas the way it would appear, that we're really offering this brokerage, we're offering this entitlement to all of the collective. So each of us hold a substantial weight in spiritual power. So when we sing and dance, when we claim that highest epiphany, we bring that forth. It's almost like bringing a treasure chest that was dug up from the ground or lifted from the skies. It's sort of like, here we go, let everyone play, let everyone illuminate, let everyone awaken. So what we're doing in mass. So it's, and again, it's like all those people that may be causing you a difficult time, you're doing it for them as well. Because as we will all receive our sunshine, we all come home to our awakening existence. So allow yourselves to receive, allow yourselves your eternal playmate. So your eternal playmate is your divine essence, your I Am presence, your Christ self. Whatever word rings true for you, that's what you're claiming. That's your true twin flame. That's your divine union that is already lit. So if we can imagine our eternal flame in our higher heart, you want to imagine that flame. You want to imagine light. So take a moment to allow yourselves the gift of true retrieval in your higher heart space. Just imagine there being a flame. Imagine there being a golden sun. Just imagine it being illuminated. Just imagine that there's more to know about your true essence, your true self. They're saying the bag of bones. you're not your physicality, you're your light. So allow that to illuminate, allow that to present, allow that your strong identified essence. So we're going to receive, we're going to commit. So now we're committing to what has been true always. So remember, we already touched down. We already had liftoff. We already consented to our light at our apex. In other words, our 5D presentation. And so now as we commit to that, we shift in our reality. We shift in our vibrational agreement. Allowing our divine self to orchestrate. In other words, whatever lessons we no longer need, we're collapsing time to allow it to come with grace and ease. Grace and ease. We want to remember that we're all still working through a program that says things have to be hard, that it takes a long time. The reason being is we've been, reacting to space. So there's space between point A and B. So you have to travel a great distance. So this is what we're like expunging from our records, that that's no longer needed. When you have spontaneous remission, there's no need for time. It's just a recognition. It's an agreement. It's an alignment. Grace and ease. Welcoming all others to receive our new transmission. All beings on Earth, other dimensional realities, past and future incarnations, all receiving heavenly bliss, new awareness, truth of their divine self. And so it is. Thank you, everyone, for sharing in that.